Stand by for the Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, the Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage, it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Sapperston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Sapperston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Sapperston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-854-7541, or call toll-free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Sapperston Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. I'm Peter Greco.
Good morning, Peter. David Brownstein, how are you?
I'm fine this Saturday, June 20th, 2020.
Happy Father's Day, Grandfather's Day to those that are being celebrated tomorrow.
Yeah, but it's also the, summer solstice?
Today is, yes.
Yeah.
And it is the longest day of the year.
And there's an eclipse coming up, a solar eclipse.
Is there really?
Whatever all that means.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
But anyway, we'll get into that.
It's all downhill after today. Till December 20th.
So it is June 20th.
That's a winter solstice.
2020. It is 10:05 in the morning. And we always say that because the show is rebroadcast on this station, ESPN, 1520 AM out of Buffalo, New York at midnight, unless there's a sporting event. And if there is a sporting event,
they're
we
coming.
Will be on after the sporting event. Also, the show is available every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 AM. Live streaming at our website, sapperston.com, sapperston.com. And if you click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says live streaming, you're all set. You should be able to connect to the show. Also at the website, sapperston.com, all of our shows are archived. So if you miss a show, you want to replay a show, once again, you go to the website, sapperston.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says chat and archives, click on archives, and you're all set. Finally, last but not least, there's a free economic report every week by Stone and McCarthy. Concise, to the point.
Charts, color, everything.
Understandable.
Yeah.
And you got to realize they do put their own opinions in. They are economists. And
it's
knows?
A little bland this week.
Is it bland?
Yeah, just, you know. I think we're a lot of the markets and traders are getting into the 4th of July holiday mode.
Is that what it is?
I think. I know. But, they talk about, you know, the different things. And the biggest thing that overshadows this economy is a revamping of COVID-19. I mean, that's, I think, what's overshadowing this, you know.
Yeah, well, can't argue it. So, you know, we do encourage you, go visit our website, sapperston.com.
Of course, you realize the more you test, the more results you're going to get.
Really?
Yeah. And so you were telling me how young these people are.
Oh, yeah.
We know when you're young, you're not as smart as when you're old as you and I.
Well, that's true.
But
because when you're young, you always think you're going to live forever. But believe it or not, you don't live forever.
Really?
And, oh, yeah. And I see a lot of young people running around, don't put face masks on, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, not that face masks guarantee you 100%, but it's better than nothing.
Well, it's
and they said that the biggest number of new cases in Florida were 24 to 35 year olds.
Right. But they have a lot of them are asymptomatic.
Well, I agree, but right. they can pass it on to us poor old people.
Oh. Right, but there are okay. there are therapies, right. and there will be a vaccination. Well, so.
I'm glad you're very positive.
I am. Thank you.
Right now,
Thanks
phone lines
much.
Are open since we never gave the number, 803-1520.
No. That's like when I would come home and one of my sons would get into trouble. It would be my son. Okay, so you didn't give the phone numbers. That's not my job. So.
Anyway, yes, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. Somebody give us a call so we can shut him up. Okay?
Anyway.
Right.
Anyway.
803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. Or if for some reason you don't want to make a call, although we do like to talk to people, you can go to the chat box at our website, sapperston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives, and there you are.
Yeah.
Bottom of the page, you can type in a question, type in a symbol. And if you do type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it.
Yeah, and this is an opportunity, too, a good time, since mm-hmm. it might be a little slow, to talk about insurance. I was talking to Mike Duda, who is our insurance guru, and he said, you know, there's a lot of changes that have been going on because of the lower interest rates with insurances. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it might be a good idea, a good time, especially if you have term insurance, to take a look at your policy. So you can give us a call, and we can take a look, or review things. There is no cost or obligation. And may well be a good idea to take a look at some policies.
Well, you know, I always hate saying this thing, but I think, you know, Mike's one of the best in the business, and he's not a salesman, believe it or not. In other words, he will realistically look at what you have. And I'd say, you know, I was shocked when I first joined the firm because, you know, people would come in and he would say, after reviewing somebody's policy, oh, what you have is good, stick with it. Yeah. And I'd look at him and say, what? But he does what's best for the client. Of course, yeah, you hate does. To do that. It's like somebody saying, we're honest. You know, and then, you know, you say, oh, sure.
Oh, just
you
keep know, talking.
Right? Yeah, I know. I'll
keep
talking. Talk myself into a rut. But, no, but, you know, he is excellent. If you need a second opinion on something or you're looking to get some kind of insurance product, yeah, he will go over it with you. Matter of fact, one of our clients had an insurance policy someplace else, and believe it or not, he spent 2 hours with her going over everything because she had a lot of questions and so forth and was a neophyte, you know, and he was willing to spend all that time. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so if you do have insurance needs or you have policies you'd like to have reviewed, you know, give Mike a call. Call our number.
You can call me.
Oh, can call who? Who are you?
Me. Anyway.
Anyway. Right. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. We're going to go first to Bill.
Hey, Dave, did you go to overnight camp in the Adirondacks when you were a kid?
No, I did not.
Oh, because I think I went to camp with David Bronstein.
Well, it wasn't me. B-R-A-U-N? And he was from Buffalo?
This camp was... Half the kids were from Buffalo and half from Rochester.
Uh-huh.
So I think it was a David Bronstein, but I'm glad it wasn't you. I don't think I like the kids.
There is another David Mark Bronstein. He spells it different, but we happened to grow up a street apart, and when we were registered for kindergarten.
Were you from Amherst?
No. North Buffalo. Yeah.
Okay.
But we were registered. Yeah. My mother said, what's your son, David Mark Bronstein? And the lady behind us said, that's my son's name. So all
Wait
through
a minute.
Grammar
my
school.
My middle name is Mark.
Yeah, with a K.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Pete.
Yeah, go ahead.
Listen, did you close out your Robinhood accounts or you still got more?
I don't have a Robinhood account.
Well, that's not what I heard.
No.
Oh. I heard you got one of Hey, listen to this now. Now the day trader is back.
Yep.
Supposedly. It's mm-hmm. going to be a sad ending, as usual.
As usual,
but
sure.
Does anybody remember what happened in Atlanta that day? Does anyone remember that day?
Did somebody shoot a broker or something like that?
Yeah, some guy went crazy in there.
Know.
And that was pretty much the end of day trading.
Yeah, I remember that. Well, you know, it's no, it's sad. I don't know what the full story is. You know, some have said that he didn't real well. Obviously, he didn't even know what he was doing. Okay,
right.
But he had a complex strategy, and I know one time when I did a complex strategy.
Yeah.
Okay, if you don't, you know, it comes and you have some expiring options, you know, that offset each other, and you don't close it. All of a sudden, you have this big debit in your account, okay? And, and I know I looked at mine, and I said, 23,000 debit. So he should have been smart. Of course, at 20 years old, you're not smart, you know? So,
no, you're not.
But anyway.
Well, what's the story? There are some people out there that may not know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but no, what it is number one is, so I called TD Ameritrade, okay? And I said, you know, how does this work, you know, this type of thing? And they said, well, the way it works is that when your options expire and so forth, okay, that when they settle them up, it's the next day. So for a while, you're going to have this debit in your account, but it doesn't mean anything.
Oh, I love that explanation.
No, it is true. They don't settle until the next day. So if you don't know how these products work, you're in trouble, you know.
Right.
And I don't know if that's the case with him, but
what happened with him? There are people out there listening.
Well,
that may
he committed suicide because he saw a $750,000 debit.
Yeah.
Once again, he was not smart enough to call up and ask about it. Okay, and maybe it was the same situation where the options.
It's hard to believe a $1,200 check leads to the doom of so many.
Oh, no question, no question.
It looks like. Well, listen, it happens all the time. I remember in the 80s, Stan Weinstein loved Reebok. I bought a ton of 30 calls. 30 calls, they were cheap. The stock went to 47. I held it. I blew all that money. I made a ton of money. I blew all that money in about three more months.
Oh, yeah.
Option trading is, I'll tell you.
Especially if you think you know what you're doing.
So many.
I always told the story years ago. I was doing many, many years ago. I was doing option trading
last week,
and I had a friend, you know, of mine, and he would say, "What are you buying?" And I would say this, that, and the next thing. And I did 10 trades, right? So he took all 10 trades, right? He made money on 9 out of 10. I lost on all of them.
Yeah.
But by being greedy,
time decay will kill you.
Yeah. What he did was he took his profits. You know, if he made 40, 50, doubled, whatever. Me, I just, you know, look at this. I'm in the money. I didn't trade for decades.
All right, Pete. So what are we doing here? I don't like this up in the morning, down in the afternoon.
Oh, it's a wild, you know. But people don't realize at the moment, you know, they keep some people wait for this correction, right? And you had the correction. You know, you had 2 days, I think one day the market was down, I forgot what it was, 1,800 points or something like that. Next day, at one point, it was down, what, another 700 at one point when it came back?
So
you add that all up, it was an 8-9% correction, all happening in a day and a half, you know.
Yep, that's what it's all about now. Well, listen, Pete, what are we going to do in the Belmont today? They're running a mass backwards. The Belmont's going to lead off. Then the Preakness, then the Derby. So what are we going to do today, Andy?
I didn't even know it was running.
Yeah, 542. So when it goes out, I just heard the story. I sort of looked quickly in the paper.
Well, since I don't think...
The world is upside down.
Yeah, well, the world is upside down in many ways, which I won't go into.
Yeah, it's normally a mile and a half, right?
And it separates the men from the boys. If you won the Derby and the Preakness... Going to Belmont, you've had, you know, the great Smarty Jones was one of the great stories in history. He had a big lead. He couldn't hold on. It was a tremendous race, but, geez, running to Belmont a mile and eighth as the leadoff with no fans. I got to tell you, but what are you going to do?
The world has changed, that's for sure.
The world has changed, Pete. But guess what, Pete? I'm still around. Well, listen, I got one quick one.
Yeah.
And is my buddy Warren doing okay?
Oh, he's doing fine. He's down in Florida. Of course, if they New York State bans people coming home from Florida, he may be there a while longer.
True. I know. When did you guys start the show? 92, 3? 93.
I think it was.
Yeah. Boy, what a great year that I was back in my old store in 93. And I'm still around to torment people. But hey, It's a great show, and I'm still calling 27 years later.
That's amazing. We all tell you, you're one of the favorites on the show. That's
I'll
for
tell
sure.
you, because the stock, I'll tell you, once for stock market, my kids and horse racing, what that would be the purpose? I gotta get up,
so you really found the purpose of life, right? We're all been looking.
My father, the stock market maven, boy, smart. Oh, he taught me and my brother in like 1963 to follow this stock. Int Biz Mish. You know that stock?
No, I can't imagine what that is.
IBM.
Of course, IBM today is not the IBM of then.
But you know, it's about 1500, 2000. He goes, just watch this stock every day and watch it. So we're obsessed with that stock. Obsessed. But we didn't own it then, but it was like you owned it when you watched the stock.
Well, to be honest, the people I've seen with real wealth are the people who bought and held for 30 years, 40 years.
Right.
You know, yeah.
Well, I told you the story. My father, Hilton Hotels, 100 shares at $30. Cash it out 50 years later, just a little shy of $600,000 without dividend reinvestment.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
it split about 9 million times, and he loved to see the. That's when you held the stock and you saw the dividend checks come in. Boy, my father loved those dividend checks.
Yeah.
Man.
Yep.
It was a good old race, Pete. Pete, you guys take care. David, take care.
You too.
Happy Father's
Enjoy
Day.
The race. Take care. Okay, right now, give us a call. Lines are wide open, believe it or not. 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541.
Yeah, that student threw himself in front of a train, too.
Yeah, I know he did. They said he probably had other problems, that was like the tip of the straw that broke the camel's back,
But, 20 years old.
And like I say, he could have called, Don't get me more upset,
Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm upset.
All right. Do we want to go to the chat
box?
Well,
hang on. There's somebody on the phone, then we'll go to the chat box. And there was something else I was going to say. Oh, I was told by somebody last week that nobody could hear me properly. I was all garbled.
Well, that's because you don't talk into the microphone a lot of times.
But I'm close enough to it, aren't I?
No.
Do I have to put my mouth on it? Okay.
That was not us. Anyway, go ahead.
All right, we're going to go to Don. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Since I'm getting a little later in life here, I do agree. Find one that you really like, buy it, put it away, and just, periodically take a look at it, and that's where the wealth is built.
Yeah, as long as you're picking good, solid companies.
Right.
Yeah, I agree. Yep.
But then again, too, it's like anything else, you just have to watch it, though,
Well, no, I agree, but probably, right now it's all tech, and...
right. I know, but you look at IBM, I mean, that stock has really done nothing for... Oh, God, a long time.
Yeah, they need some kind of catalyst, really. And
right.
No question about it.
I mean, they've got plenty of money to do things.
Oh, yeah.
Not
been able to do it at all.
Right. GE is another one where now you can pick it up and just buy it and
throw it
away and look, but really.
But, no, I agree.
If you believe it, what you've got to really believe in is the management.
Right. Yep.
And if you do, then you're set. It's like Disney with Iger, it's one of those guys that you just invest in, and Eli with Tesla, and you just hold on, you just ride the bumps.
Tesla's a much better example than GE. GE's, you're wasting your time.
Well, he thinks they have somebody in charge now.
He's an insider.
The guy that's in charge right now is definitely doing a lot better job than the guy that was before him.
The bar's kind of low.
Oh, yeah. I was
still
saying almost anybody could
he's
do that.
He's still an insider. But anyway.
Isn't it the time to buy when the bar's, you know, I mean, low?
Oh, yeah.
Like
no, I agree. I mean, there's a lot of companies now because they're playing tech. But there's a lot of good companies out there at bargain prices. And if you do your research and you look into them, there's an opportunity for a lot of younger people to put these away and just forget about them for years, you know.
And talk about younger people. This is my advice, and I've done it, and it's the best thing I've ever done in my life. Invest in a Roth.
Oh, I agree. I mean,
the IRAs are great, but when you have to start pulling money out and they're taxing it,
right?
And for all of these young people who do not even have a pension, and they're going to have to claim, you know, to live, they're going to have to take that money out of their 401k and claim it as ordinary income.
Well, you know, it's interesting because somebody I know, whose name I won't mention, used to always say, no, don't buy a Roth IRA. The government's going to renege. And my comment was, so if they renege, it's just like a regular IRA, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you got nothing to lose. And
so
if they don't renege,
you get the current year tax deduction.
Yeah.
So that's
right. I mean, you're still able to do a Roth for last year if you do it before July, whatever.
Yeah.
And you have to hold it for 5 years, you know, and you have to get over 59 and a half. But you can always get your principal back, you know.
Exactly.
You put in $7,000 if you're over 50.
Oh yeah.
You know, really.
You can always take out whatever
if your principal's there.
Roth IRA.
If your principal's there.
No, but you can always put in. Meaning what you put into it, you can always take out.
If your principal's there, you invest $10,000 and you lose $4,000, you can't get your principal back.
What kind of argument is that? You could invest.
No, I was just clarifying
anything.
What you said, Don. That's all.
I just wanted to clarify. I mean, you can invest $10,000 in anything. It was $4,000, but I'm saying for myself, the Roth has been the best thing I've ever done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so I'm just telling people that I mean, for the tax purposes later in life, you know, if you got a decent 401k, definitely. I mean, take the percentage match on your 401k, but make sure every year you do a Roth.
Well, see, there's certain people that can take an irregular IRA, they can take a deduction, okay?
Yes.
And so maybe for them, you know, you want to hedge your bets, and you can either do that or do one and do the other. You know, somebody... they started a plan at their company, and the girl asked me, and she said, should I do a Roth, or should I put the money in toward the Roth side or the IRA side? I said, why don't you split it up, half and half, split your bet. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, and if you, as soon as you start it, then that five-year clock starts ticking.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, so, I mean, it's so vital to have one, and it's worked out tremendously.
Well, like we always tell people, you know, you should start very young.
Yeah.
And if you're halfway diligent in what you're doing, you should have a lot of money, you know. And
right.
I remember I told a young person, I've told this before many years ago, I said, you know, if you put, you know, 100 a week or whatever it is, 50 a week, I forgot what it was. I said, you know, by the time you retire, you'll have well over $1 million. He said,
right.
What's $1 million going to buy you then? I said, well, at least you can buy a loaf of bread that somebody else can't buy.
That's right. And that, you know, that first million is the hardest.
Exactly.
But it's compounding over years and stuff like that.
Yep.
That really matters.
Compounding, yeah.
But it's that Roth, oh my God, tax-free money.
Oh yeah,
tax-free money, guys. You're giving up tax-free money. I mean, you make anything. You take. I mean, it's helpful, so helpful for me that I can't believe it.
Yep.
So anybody, I mean, even if you're just starting to get close to retirement age, and you got any earned income, put it in there. 5 years later, it's even if you put it in a savings account, it's still tax-free instead of being taxed on it. So that's my advice for today. And I just wanted to get that out so that everybody knows that do it from someone who's really, really
benefits from it. Well, there you go. Well, hopefully a lot of, you know, I don't know how many younger people listen to the show, but if they do,
well,
they should
even
pay attention.
If you're older, you know, even if you're older, you're 50 or 60 years old, you're still working. You throw $5,000-$6,000 in there every couple of years. You invest it, and whatever you make, it's tax free. It's tax free to your heirs, You know, they do have to take it out over, I think it's the 10-year span, mm-hmm. but they pay no tax. In mm-hmm. an IRA, you think about this part of it. Let's say that you leave your kids $100,000, and you've got two kids. They've got to take that distribution now. They changed the tax law. They have to take it in 10 years. So they have to, you split that up 50-50, and then they got to take $5,000 and add it to their income every year. Now, if you have it in the Roth, you got to take the distribution, your kids, your wife gets it, of course, tax-free. I mean, she can keep it forever. But you never pay any tax on it. So with a larger one, let's say you got $1 million and you've got two kids. Well, now they're taking out $50,000 a year. Well, they had to add that $50,000 to their taxable income. That puts them in another tax bracket.
I know.
It really, really hurts them.
Yep.
You know, now the government used to let you go over your lifespan on the getting the money out of an IRA. But wouldn't it be better to take it out of a Roth that you don't have to pay any tax on for your kids?
Yeah, there's a lot of arguments for it, and you know, I've seen arguments both ways. But yeah,
right. Do a little homework right. on it. You got to have one.
Okay.
That's my advice for today. Gentlemen, have a good one.
You take care.
Happy Father's Day.
Okay. Right now, we'll go to Vic in Amherst. Good morning.
Hey, two stellar calls back-to-back. The guy with the Roth, I totally agree with him, and Bill's a Hall of Famer, that's for sure.
No question. I'm glad to see he's been around since the beginning.
And I disagree with about young people listening to your show. I'm a young guy. I listen to it. So
really?
That's not... Oh, yeah. So, hey, guys, Barron's, my two sources of info, Barron's, Investors Daily, and, well, three, CNBC, everybody and their brothers on XBI. I was just wondering if you could look at the chart, biotechnology, ETF. What do your lines say as far as support? I've got a couple numbers in my mind. I was just wondering what your box is. What you think the support is on that?
It said XBI, right?
Right, correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, the argument, you know, the IBB is the more defensive one, as they said, because it's capitalization weighted and so forth. And
right.
XBI tends to be a little bit more volatile because it's equal weighted. So, but, you know, so I think I even mentioned in that Barron's article, like where the IBB went down, what, 23%? And that drop, the XBI dropped 30 or 31, something like that. But the XBI does better on the upside, you know. So, but anyway, after all of that, let's see. Slow computer. Here we go.
Close at 108.85.
108.85?
That's what it says.
What's the all-time high for that?
I don't know.
Okay, I just was seeing if you were still following that. Oh,
I can tell you the 52-week high is 108. It's right there.
It might even be the all-time high.
Yeah,
for
I don't
all
know.
I
about
know. Yeah, it's, I don't go back that far. But yeah, the real support for it's in the, say, 98 to 100 area.
Yeah, I had 100, yeah.
Yeah, yep. And matter of fact, you know, if it hits 110, that'll be another major breakout. And which would give probably much higher objective. So if it hits 110, it should be off and running again.
All the lines are heading north on that one.
Oh, yeah, no question about it. Looks good.
Go ahead. Here's a second one, Ed. I'm not enamored with the company, but I love the chart. Look at KHC, Kraft Heinz.
Yeah, that's
what?
Maybe, yeah, you know the difficulties and and everything.
Well, that's when I was thinking of a put position, selling some puts, and then I could always roll on that one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I wouldn't buy the comment on that one. I would do the put move, and then if I get paid, fine. If not, I'd roll on that one.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a little bit. I'm not comfortable with this market pre-election between now and November when these polls come out. But I'm saying as far as a selling a put. I just like the chart on this one.
Yeah, I mean, the 200 days around the 29 area.
Yeah, close at 33.48.
Yeah. So where would you be selling the put at?
I was going to go a couple weeks out and go right at 31.
31, okay.
Yeah, I was going to play it a little tighter. I've been doing these two, like on Fridays or Mondays, I'd buy 2 weeks out. I've been doing really good on the 2 weeks and not going 1 or 2 months. 2 weeks, there's enough premium with the volatility the way it is that you could make a couple bucks,
yeah,
without having the risk of going out a month or two. I just think with this election coming up, I didn't mark it where it's at. Now I'm just a little bit gun shy. That's all.
Well, I don't blame you. It's, but you got the 50-day at 30, the 200-day at 29. So you're in the ballpark, right?
Yeah, I was looking at the 10 to 20 and the 50 with
right.
the system I use.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. Just out of curiosity. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Appreciate the call. Have a good weekend.
Happy Father's Day.
And right now, if the caller, will hold on the line, we're going to take a quick one-minute break. We'll be right back.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors. Every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco of Saperstein Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperstein.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors show is also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperstein Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. Give us a call. Phone lines wide open, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. Or if for some reason you don't want to call us, you can go to the chat box. If you go to our website, saperstein.com, saperstion.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives, and you're right at the chat box. Go to the bottom of the page. You can type in a question, type in a symbol. If you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. Right now, we're going to go to Tom in North Tonawanda. Good morning.
And David.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. What I did yesterday, I sold my 10 shares of Apple.
Really? Go. Boy, at an all-time high.
I bought it at 175.
Oh, mm-hmm. Boy. Holy cow.
February the 6th.
Beautiful.
Perfect. Okay. Perfect.
Yeah. Okay.
Now then, all the betting places, everybody's going crazy about the horses, right?
Right.
I got all the gambling stocks.
There you go.
I think that makes sense, to tell you the truth. There's a lot of ways you can play it out there.
Yeah.
I actually bought the BJK, which is a lot of the online gambling and so forth. And yeah, it makes sense to me.
And I think the reason they changed to put the Derby last is because that's where the most people are.
Yeah, they're hoping that everybody will be coming back by then, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, really.
Okay. First of all, I want you to check on Abbott, ABT.
Yeah, it's been just kind of hanging there now, for a while.
Well, I've had it since August 19.
Yeah, well, that's not a bad time to have it. But
Close at 90.68.
Okay.
Yeah. And we look at the chart, yeah, it had gotten up, as up to the 100 area,
mm-hmm.
Pulled all the way back to 87,
mm-hmm.
And after breaking support, which almost looked like it was ready to tank, because it had a real strong support in the 89 area, it mm-hmm. rallied back up and took that out, which is a positive sign. So, you're 50 days at 91. So you want to get, you are above it, right? Where'd you close? No, 90, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you get above that 50-day, it might take off and at least challenge the old high back around 100.
Okay. Yeah.
100 on the dollar. $100 .00.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Exactly?
Yeah.
Okay.
Weird.
Yeah. I can't tell on a point and figure chart because it's approximately 100. You know? But that's what you want to see, you know. Get above 91, stay above 91, take out 95, and you should be headed to 100 or a lot higher.
Okay. Next one is Boston Scientific, BSX.
BSX. I haven't looked at it in a while, and I should have. You know, a long time ago.
36.59 on the close.
Yeah, you see that stock got all the way down to, what, the 4 or 5 area?
Yeah.
Back in 2011, 2012, right in that area, yeah. And it's consolidating nicely, you know. What you want to really see is a move. Where to close at, did you say?
36.59, he said.
He said.
Well, I bought it on May 17th and 13th.
Oh, my God, that's beautiful.
And I paid $9.35 for it.
Hmm. Well, I'm a jealous person. But what you want to see is, you know, it's below the 200-day, okay, at 39. So, and that's kind of where it died, you know. Now it's been going in a consolidation. So you want to see it take out, go to 40, and then you could be on your way again. If it goes to 34, it's a potential problem, you know, and you'd probably reevaluate it at that point. You know, it might be like Abbott, where it did break down a little from support. But, you know, if it goes to 34, you know, kind of reevaluate it a little, see what's going on.
Okay. Let's check out my Peloton, PTON.
Oh. I typed BTON. You said PTON, yeah. It's funny, I typed BTON. I said, oh, wait a minute. He said Peloton. I should know better, right? Yeah, that's amazing. I'm really surprised because I thought, you know, when people were talking about things opening up, these at-home stuff, you know, would kind of hit, and it just keeps going. You know, they would get hit, and this one just keeps going up, doesn't care at all.
50.89.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. After having been as low as, what, 17, 18?
Yeah, it's a new issue. So
I know it was a new issue. It tanked, and then it took off. Yeah. And you own that one, too, huh?
Yeah, I paid $25 for it.
Stop telling us this.
Okay.
You're in great shape, though. Yeah, I mean, it hit its first price objective, but it just broke out of a very bullish pattern. And
tell my body that I'm in good shape.
Well, what would you rather? I don't know.
Because I got a birthday coming in September. I hope I make it.
Oh, well.
I hope you do, too.
I hope you do,
well, you
too.
You sound so, like you will.
Yeah. So, you know, right now it looks very good, and I probably... That far back, as long as it doesn't drop below about 41 or so, it looks like you're in pretty good shape.
Okay. How about PENN?
One of the gamers.
Yeah, I had a guy that kept telling me it was a short. I think that's a short, you know. But it was mentioned in a Barron's article as, I think, one of those companies in those SPACs, you know, the special, what do they call those things? Where they set up a fund, you know, and you just put money in it, and they say, we're going to acquire something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And they did that with Penn, you know. And right now, you ran up the big key is the 40 area. You know, there's that general area has been resistance. So at the moment, you look like you're okay as long as it doesn't drop to 27, you know.
And close then, at 32.14 in case didn't
say. Yeah, and, you're way above your 200-day, which is very good, and you're way above your 50-day. So as long as you don't drop to 27, looks like you're in good shape.
Okay. One more, PENN.
Yeah, we just did that.
We did that.
We did Penn?
Yeah,
that's what
I was
talking
about.
Yeah.
Oh, see. I'm 89.
Your age is showing.
You're getting like Peter now.
Right.
You're getting like
you Peter. Should see me, my short-term memory. I can't remember what I said 5 minutes ago. But anyway.
What?
Okay, the RRR.
RRR?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like Popeye there, but anyway, we'll go.
Oh, boy. Dating ourselves.
Well,
Red Rock Resort.
What is this company?
Another 1207 Casino.
Yeah. You know, they were on their way, and then you had all these new cases, you know, causing problems. You know, right now it's, you know, as long as it stays above, say, about the 11.5 area.
Okay.
You know, maybe 11.5, you're okay. If it dropped, you know, below that area, I'd get a little concerned. You do have a price objective of 20 for what it's worth, but realize 11.5 is important here.
Mm-hmm. Well, as long as they take their mask off and get in there, I'm okay.
That, true.
What do we got for here? Chewy, C-H-W-Y.
C-H-W-Y, the pet food online people, which has been doing very well. I didn't happen to look at it recently. I know it's had a very good year.
Yep, 50-30. $50.
Yeah, it's in a nice little consolidation. You know, made a new high recently, you know, not too long ago at what, 60, no, 52. And okay. You have to wait for the consolidation to break out. It would only get concerned if it dropped to 45.
Okay. That's my review for today, my friend.
Well, you did a good job.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
I'll wait for the dreamer for him to come on.
All right, have a good
Happy
one.
Father's Day. Take care.
Okay, thank you, too.
Okay. Right now, we're going to go to Art. Good morning.
Good morning.
You gave up on the chat box, huh?
Yeah, I saw a note on the chat box. It says the chat box is stuck.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
But I've been sending notes. I didn't know if they were being picked up.
I don't know. Yeah, we saw yours.
We saw yours.
Oh,
but
good.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, what's going on?
Okay, the two stocks that I'm interested in is the ones that I had mentioned. The Immunomedics, now that's, you know, over the counter, I've been holding it a long time, and it seems to have really gone up almost every day this week and closed up at 36.21.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to know on that, any idea with that point and figure where that could go to?
Well, as we always say, take it with a grain of salt, you know, but the price objective's 42.5.
Right.
And the real support for it now will be in the 30 area, you know. So as long as that 30 area holds, it's in good shape.
Okay, that sounds good.
That was a nice breakout on Friday there.
Yeah, I'm sure
on a wacky day in the market, that's for sure.
I'm sure they're working on some cancer reduction type programs.
Yeah, I mean, you held it very patiently. It is an example of a long-term investor, you know, and it kept having trouble in that 21, 20, 21, and then finally blew right through it.
Yeah, I paid 2.125.
Well, I think it's time for us to retire.
I visited the site, the manufacturing site beforehand, so that's someone that, you know.
Well,
really
you really did your research because you went to the manufacturing site, yeah.
Sure. I met with the former chairman and the his president, and I toured the site. So that was. Then I made my decision, you know, to buy it. The other one is the Snap. Now,
yeah, looking good.
Taking a lot of flack, you know, but it this week it did pretty good, and. 2266, and I'm wondering where can that get up into 30 or more?
Well, let's take a look at your price objective, which has been exceeded. And yeah, I you know, it looks like, you know, with this breakout, the potential is back to, you know, the at least the 29 or so area.
Right.
And you know,
when you say back to, has it ever been up that high?
Oh yeah. Yeah, 29, it was in 2017.
Okay, that's good to know.
So, you know, it's broken out of a massive, volatile type base. You know, it's built for 3 years, which is, you know, important, no question about that. And, so, you know, it looks like it could be headed for that 29 area and would only get concerned, which is a long way back, really.
Yeah. I guess they're competing with Instagram and Twitter and some of the
others. You're going to hear all of that. You know, who knows? You know, I mean, it's just like stupid me. I had a position for somebody in Match way back, and Facebook came out and said they were going to do a dating site. I said, oh, my God, they're going to get wiped out by Facebook. Well, look what happened. You know, Match went from 30-something up to 100 or 90, you know. So take that all with a grain of salt, you know.
Absolutely. Did you see my note about the newspaper? Well, you guys are still so very young. They had people that are married now, 105, 107 years old. And the longest living couple so far in the United States.
Unbelievable. See,
yeah,
some people,
show, low
despite
diets,
the rapid turnover rate with divorces in these days, you know, that's
right,
amazing.
Right. Yeah. Well, anyway, it's great talking to you guys. Have a great week.
Nice talking to you.
Thanks,
you very much.
Great.
Thank you.
Okay,
thanks.
Take care. Right now, phone lines wide open, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541.
Yeah, somebody in the chat box would like to know an entry point in McDonald's.
Well, they had a kind of negative thing in Barron's about it.
You know, closed at 186.56.
They said that the breakfast area, which was their bright spot, you know, has been a problem.
And, competition, I would think.
Well, it's that, and it's also, they said, people don't go out for breakfast in this anymore, you know, so I don't know.
So I
guess. But, you know, it probably creates an opportunity for it. And, well, that'd be interesting. You know, the 200 days at 194, which is about where it closed, right? Where'd it close at?
186.56.
Oh, a little below it, yeah. And the 50 days at 185, so you're at that 50 day, and support for it's probably 184 to 186. So, you know, you're right in that area where you could take a position.
Yeah.
You know, and have to go a whole log.
Maybe half or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
25%.
And you know, watch it and see how it acts from that point. You know. It's still in a long-term uptrend for what it's worth, and you take it with a grain of salt and, you know, look into what they're saying, and not that anybody knows. I mean, you know, that was the comment in Barron's, but you know, the price objective for what it's worth, and who knows, you know, is
it
266.
Must be high.
It's 266, yeah. So, yeah, so, you know, I wouldn't be against taking a partial position.
Okay.
Or if you've looked into it and you're very confident, you can do what you want to do at that point.
There you go.
Is that it?
Yep.
Okay. Phone lines wide open, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And one thing that we've been remiss about for all these years, you know, we talk stocks in this program. We all enjoy talking about stocks, and the callers enjoy talking about stocks. But to be honest, most of our managed programs do not have stocks in them. You know, we only have a couple of accounts. I know, you know, one person who wants to be aggressive. There's a lot of stocks in that. There's a couple of some managed accounts that do have stocks in it. But over the years, we've gravitated toward mutual funds. And for us, you know, even a load fund, when you're doing a managed account, we don't pay to load. You know,
right.
And ETFs. And we do ETFs and mutual funds, and that's it, because we always felt, and we have a lot of clients, you know, who are more conservative too, you know, and in that case, you know, you want to get the individual stock risk. We've kind of learned that over the years, you know, and unless you're a tremendous stock picker and you know how to do things, you know, and even when you've done everything, you've done all your research, one stock can have a problem, especially in the drug industry, you know,
right.
Certain areas.
That's
why you
can be diversified.
In the tech area, right, exactly. So I do want to bring up that point, because I think people get the impression that we're like stock jockeys, which we aren't, you know, but we've followed the market for many years, looked at many different approaches, and kind of enjoy talking about stocks. You know.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
Good. But a lot of my clients too, we were bond buyers, and interest rates have become so low, so we've had to make a little switch over to not 100% stock, but to more stock in order to get more yield. So, you know, I think that's what's going on with the market, Pete. I mean, there's trillions upon trillions of dollars in liquidity.
Well, I was going to bring that up.
Go
I'm
ahead.
Glad you brought that up.
Yeah. You think we discussed this and planned these things?
Yeah, no, we planned nothing. Mm-hmm. That's why they wouldn't put us on public radio. But anyway, so you guys are you're not professional in the sense that you're not.
It's because we don't talk like this.
Right.
Yeah,
I know. But
At least I, you
right.
don't.
Yeah. But Ryan Dietrich, a CMT, what is that?
Certified something or other. Yeah. Sounds like a physical.
Chartered market technician.
There you go.
There's nearly $5 trillion in money market funds currently. This is nearly double what it was 5 years ago. And the recent 3 months change was the largest spike in money market ever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's that. Yeah, there's a lot of surveys for, you know, certain surveys for individual investors, which are very negative, you know, and that type of thing. And, yeah, I mean, it doesn't mean you just throw caution to the wind, but there's a lot of liquidity out there. And as I mentioned before, there's a lot of bargains for people who want to be long-term investors and want mm-hmm. to do their research, you know, that type of thing.
Right.
So be aware of that.
Right. And when it comes to anything, you need to do your own research. We do not, in the office or on the show, give tax or legal advice. And if you're making a decision and considering the tax advantage or disadvantage, you really need to talk to your tax preparer. Yeah,
exactly.
You know, no matter what you or I say or callers or opinions, you got to make sure it's right for you,
but it's interesting, those SPACs, which are special purpose acquisition companies, they always come out at $10, okay? And all you're doing is funding them, mm-hmm. and they're going to go out and do an acquisition. They say only do ones where the people have a track record, you know, they're well-known investors, you know.
Nicola was the most recent one.
Yeah, right. And what the idea is that's how Nicola and
There's a couple of those big names,
rather than do an IPO, they merge with the SPAC,
right?
And they become public, you know, in there. And a lot of them have done very, very well. So it's not, and what I didn't realize was that when they finally make an acquisition, if you don't agree with it for some reason, you can get your money back.
I don't know.
There's a redemption. Yeah, there's a guaranteed redemption value of these. So it's interesting, you know. Also, another interesting thing is we talk about Robinhood and so forth, but with all of the recent protests and so forth, black-owned companies have gone through the roof, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And there was one where the speculators really jumped on it called Urban One, U-O-N-E, a multimedia company, operates radio broadcasts targeting primarily African-American listeners, increased 20-fold in the past week.
Yeah, they were
CNBC. 36, yeah.
Mentioned them.
And there was another one. No, I'm not saying, you know, go out and buy these things. It's just the way things are these days. You know, people just jump on something, and these are the Robin Hood traders, you know, that run these things up. And there was another company, too, which I kind of forgot the name of it and can't find it right away, but another black media company, and I think it ran up some god-awful amount. I don't know. Where'd you one close, anyway? I forgot.
Don't know.
Well, it got up to 36. Then it was you know, when they get out of it, you see the stock being stopped and halted left and right, you know.
Yeah, Cramer's been all over these traders saying that they're gonna end up in tears.
Well, here's the weird part, okay? You know, it got way up to 30-something, came all the way back to 10, and now it's trading at 64.
That sounds right to me.
Makes a lot of sense, right?
Well, there's value there.
A radio broadcaster, you know. I think Entercom only wishes their stock would do that, right?
No comment,
right. So, you know, right now, give us a call. As you can tell, you know, we're kind of waiting for a caller or waiting for somebody in the chat box to give us a call. It's 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And despite the wacky day, you know, there's a lot of reasons. As a matter of fact, I was listening to someone who says, oh, so far, this is the most boring quadruple witching hour I've ever seen. You know,
we have.
And then all of a sudden, Apple comes out and says,
10 after 12, they hit the
restraint. They're closing stores, and boom. And then on top of that, you had the first rebalancing this year of the S&P 500 on mm-hmm. this day, which means people had to switch a lot of investments based on the rebalancing. So you had a lot of wacky volatility. And surprisingly, what did the market close down, 200 or something?
Yeah, it wasn't that bad.
But it was up 300 at one point, right?
Yeah,
but
it was up for the week.
Yeah. You know? So be interesting to see what happens over the weekend, what happens on Monday. Mondays have been not pleasant in general, but who knows, you know?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a little slow because of the lack of economic news, the Federal Reserve Chair has testified twice already. There's been a Federal Open Market meeting. There's not much going on.
There's a lot of economic news coming out this week, day after day. Mm-hmm. You know, I think there's a revision to the GDP. There's a PMI. There's all sorts of numbers.
Right, that's what the market will be looking for.
Yeah, they'll
for.
Be looking at all those things, you know, no question about it. But they've mentioned that a lot of those measures have been going up, and I forgot which measure it was, they said, but when this measure makes a certain move, the market's usually up over the next six months, and it just did that. So.
Right. Well, the one thing about the economists and their predictions, they've been off completely. It's a difficult thing because nobody's ever been through this, but a lot of people are basing, as they've done, you know, pre-COVID, you know, their decisions based on the estimates of these economists, and
they've been so far off. We were talking about that before. You know, you have the expert label. Well, an expert is somebody who knows more about something than the average person does, mm-hmm. but doesn't know everything.
Right.
You know, can't be right all the time.
Well, nobody's been through this.
Yeah, exactly. So, and I could go on and on about this COVID thing. And even the experts there, I don't think they totally know what they're dealing with yet. So they know more than the average person.
It's changing.
There's a lot of things, but they don't totally know. So anyway, right now we're at the end of the show. Till next week, keep a little powder dry. Happy Father's Day. Take care.
Have a good weekend.
You've been listening to The Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Saperstein Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.